They're very religious. They are very oppressive to women. Women now, even some of the secular Turks that want to keep their jobs in their companies that don't really like Gulen have to almost convert to the Gulen movement, and they have to tell their children and their wives to wear the burqa and be more and more religious. This in many ways is worse than what's happened in Iran with the mullahs, because it's a propaganda brainwashing aspect.
Thanks for joining
us.
Become a partner,
and there's more and more Americans like me that are starting to realize what this is. The American Gulen schools use a very, very sharp technique. They pay for everything. They send kids to schools, and they try to convert you. And gradually, by paying all the state fees, the tuition, the travel, people are co-opted. And Gulen pays everything. He is one of the richest men in the world.
One of the richest men in the world, and you're not hearing. I wonder why. We'll be right back.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com.
Sponsors and supporters of the station.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the sport. Berkey filtration bottle, ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or sport. Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit, raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is John Quirk. And before we go on, John, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your information, the information that you put out on a regular basis?
My email is iHuffingtonGlobal@AOL.com. And I'd be glad to send you some leads and following up with Mr. Gulen. I don't believe in conspiracies, but here's one for the listeners. This man was a religious person from Izmir in Turkey, where I spent a lot of time. And he was not a wealthy man. No one really knows where he got his initial money. And it wasn't that long ago, relatively speaking. It was about somewhere in the 1990s, okay? And he's been active only as a religious leader. And the first thing he did was he bought a newspaper, then he bought a television station, a radio station, then he bought a university in Ankara and Istanbul. Now, from that, those things, he now owns hundreds of radio stations, television channels, universities, and corporations. And it's a bigger success story than Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. The acceleration of his revenue and his self-financing, and then the money that he spends, it's estimated that he spends his annual budget alone is $3 to $4 billion. Okay,
$3 to $4 billion. That's a lot of money.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom, and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Let me just tell you what's happening.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the freeze-dry guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freeze-dryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freeze-dryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freeze-dryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Syrians are wiping out the opposition. They are brutalizing and massacring with on one side Assad troops, Russian-backed, Iranian-backed troops. And on the other side is Al-Qaeda. The CIA trained people that we've only hit the ground in the last few weeks are getting massacred. Assad is going to win. What does that mean? It means that Iran will be in a better position to continue to con Kerry and the Obama administration. Kerry and Obama want to announce that we have reached peace, we don't have to go to war, isn't this great in the Middle East? Now, people see through that. The gold state, and now we're sending our troops starting to reach out to Israel. They're Sunni against the Shia in Iran and Iraq. They're reaching out to Israel because they see a vacuum there that the United States is being marginalized. The Turkish government, what is left of the secular government, and is being marginalized by the Gulen movement and marginalized by America's failure in foreign policy.
Of course.
Erdogan was offended by Mr. Obama. He doesn't understand Mr. Obama. The Prime Minister of Turkey yesterday and today blasted Mr. Kerry. And why would they sign a $4 billion deal with the Chinese, who are completely out of the Mideast? They're not in the Mideast at all. And the Chinese are going to have a cyber base if this air defense package goes through. NATO's worried, and it put it as it's a plan by the Russians and Mideast radical Islamists to destroy NATO, push the United States out of the Mideast, and gradually make us fortress America, and gradually push us more and more into trying to destroy the United States over a period of time. So if you look at Obama's policies domestically, and you look at the policies in terms of foreign policy and national security, this group in Washington is a disaster. Now, let me mention something related to foreign policy and national security. The issues that of is what is happening now on the debt ceiling that you have to watch out for, besides all this bantering between Mr. Boehner and Obama and the spin the left-wing media puts on it, there are two things that are going to happen that are already happening. And I hate to get into the conspiracy vein, but here are the two things. One, as the debt ceiling is started to be debated and settled, Mr. Obama plans to cut massive amounts of money out of the defense budget, including massive amounts of missile.
Today's president, Shimon Peres. I'll explain why very shortly. It's complicated in a way. You have to get to the rhythm of, well, actually evil, right? But neither here nor there, the rhythm of what's been going on in Israel and how they shoved the so-called peace down the throat of that country. All right. What Mark Halter told the Stampa, excuse me, and I believe Chazashot maybe just quoted them. I'm not sure he spoke to Chazashot, which, by the way, was quite a left-wing newspaper. But after they printed this, it didn't last another month. In short, Halter told the Stampa that in May of 1993, he was asked by Shimon Peres, his good friend, to take a letter to the Pope. How he got in to see the Pope, and for that matter, how did he manage a private audience with this Pope 6 days ago? That, well, what Peres promised the Pope in May of 1993, that if he plays along with the Oslo peace, he will internationalize Jerusalem. This is what Halter said to La Stampa. And I read it in Hebrew in Chazashot, and it was astounding. You have to remember, now put this in perspective, the Oslo Peace Accord, which brought the PLO back to Israel, started the terrorism, started all this horror, was signed in November of 1993. it was adjudicated by the Deputy Foreign Minister, Yossi Beilin. And I know this personally. I'm not sure this is the time to go into, my adventures, if you call it that, with Joel Bainerman. He and I had a little newsletter called Inside Israel. And, well, Yossi Beilin sent two peacemakers, Yair Hirschfeld and Ron Prundak, to Oslo to negotiate the Oslo peace. Now, it so happened, I was at a Hanukkah party in Jerusalem. My friend Lenny Wolf said to me, how would you like to interview Ron Prundak? And I said, yes. He knew about my newsletter. I guess it made news. I didn't feel it, but I guess it did. And, well, what do you say to that? I said, sure, I'd like to interview Ron Prundak.
Now, just for once again, for our listeners, who is Ron Prundak? Why was he significant at that time 20 years ago?
He negotiated the Oslo Peace Accord.
Okay, fine. Go right ahead.
Beilin, I'll get to that. I'll sort this out. Look, the history you've been getting and the history that happened are not necessarily the same. All right, but they're not at all the same. All right, Beilin was tapped by Rabin to send negotiators to deal with the PLO. They went to Oslo. This was in 92. All right, I'm going to put more background to this. Yitzhak Rabin met with outgoing President George Bush Sr. in Kennebunkport, Maine. In September of 92, Bush gave him an ultimatum. Rabin had just been elected prime minister, and Bush told him, you are going to bring the PLO back. Now, whatever they, I don't know what they had from Rabin. You'd have to be nuts to bring the PLO into your territory. And, well, you got what anyone would have expected, massive terrorism. Rabin agreed for whatever reason. He spoke to Beilin. Beilin arranged Ron Prundak and Yair Hirschfeld to negotiate peace with the PLO in Oslo. Did that help? Did that sort
yes,
it out?
Go right ahead, Dick.
I met with Ron Prundak in December of 93 with Joel Bainerman, my co-editor of Inside Israel, a newsletter pre-internet. We had to actually print it up and send it out by mail. Now, get the perspective. Oslo was signed in November of 1993, adjudicated by Yossi Beilin, deputy foreign minister. The Vatican Accord, 2 weeks later in December of 93, adjudicated by Yossi Beilin, was signed. They're one and the same accords. There, I got it out.
All right, fine. And basically, of course, then this is the accord that led to where we are today with, of course, the friction between the Palestinians and the Jews there. And certainly, and basically, the whole process is long and slow, but it all goes towards the destruction of Israel as an independent state and certainly its subjugation into this new coming one world government. And of course, much of this will be headed from Jerusalem. Go right ahead.
Oh, I'm not sure Jerusalem's going to survive this mess.
Well,
but maybe you're right.
Basically, Chris, from the Christian point of view, we think that even though there are a lot of forces that suggest Jerusalem's going to be destroyed, it's going to be there for a good long while. Not because, of course, anything logical or political, but because God's going to preserve it. But we'll wait and see. Barry, we will wait and see. You go right ahead. We want to know what you
think. I'm not discounting you. Don't get me wrong here. I just hope there are forces that defy what you just said, okay?
Absolutely. I mean, basically, so much of what's going on really doesn't make a lot of logical sense unless we think that perhaps there is another dimension here that we're not thinking about, certainly in the normal political process, and that is God. That's the X factor, which most people ignore. But go right ahead.
Oh, I don't don't think most religious Jews ignore. Well, there are factions that don't ignore it, and they are my readers, so I take them into account seriously. And nonetheless, the Vatican Accord was signed 2 weeks after the Oslo Accord, November and December 1993, both adjudicated by Deputy Foreign Minister Yossi Beilin. There, I got it out. If your people can follow this, that's what happened. Look what happened not 7 years later, on the 15th of February 2000, at the Vatican. First of all, the Vatican Accord of 93, what we didn't know is that Paris agreed to internationalize Jerusalem. And I'm going to dive into that shortly. But that's a big deal, a real big deal. That's what brought the Vatican into the Oslo Peace Accords. And I believe I spoke to you this afternoon. Oh, I hear the music. We'll dive in shortly about this mess.
All right, fine. Well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard, so hard to understand what's going on today unless you know the history of the past and who these characters are. Certainly, George Bush was the first. George Bush was somehow involved in some of the negotiations going on over there. Who's George Bush? Why, he's a member of the Bohemian Grove, a member of Skull and Bones, a member of the Trilateral Commission, a member of the Bilderbergers, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, former director of the CIA.
No, he's not on the CFR. George Bush was not on the
CFR. I'm speaking of George Bush.
Yeah, he was not CFR.
George Bush wasn't CFR?
Nope, he wasn't.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
I hear the music.
Okay, Barry, you go right ahead.
What we didn't know is that Parrish, who's today president, after he murdered Rabin, became prime minister, he was going to raise this. Rabin was murdered in 95. Parrish took over, and, well, what can you say? He asked the Israeli government to hand over hegemony. Now, I'm not sure you understand that hegemony means 41 sites within Israeli territory would be returned to the Vatican. Did you catch that?
Yes, I did. Go right ahead.
That is what the Prime Minister of Israel, Shimon Peres, well, he took over, but then blackmail and all kinds of stuff led to Netanyahu. Well, it's a long process, but Netanyahu ultimately took over for the longest period. Netanyahu knows darn well that Peres murdered Rabin. And this is the heart of Israeli diplomacy behind the scenes. It's murder. And Netanyahu, by the way, well, how can we put this? He's allowing the murder to go unprosecuted. He knows what's going on, of course. If anyone thinks good of Netanyahu, believe me when I tell you he's aiding and abetting murder. All right, I'm not going to say that in any other terms. That's what he is doing to this day nonstop. But let us continue. Now, this business with Yossi Beilin, you may not know him, all right? But behind the scenes, and by the way, a very, very weird guy personally, very weird. I'm not going to dive into his homosexuality and the rumors of this and that, but a very weird person who is really just, I don't know, scared crapless, all right? Lately, he's been opening his mouth. I mean, he is really afraid of what the consequences of his peace negotiations are leading Israel to. Israel is in real, real serious trouble from peace. It didn't work out. It'll never work out. It wasn't meant to work out, on and on and on. This is what is happening in Israel today. And then he is scared. And he's been giving interviews, oh, look, on the one hand, justifying his peace. On the other hand, trying to cover the truth up, which, of course, if you know Beilin, you don't get two words of truth out of this man. He's a nonstop liar. That goes without saying. But he gave an interview. Well, first of all, let's see, it was about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that Beilin gave an interview to a Radio Reshet Bet, second channel Israeli radio, talking about his negotiations to bring peace, to bring Oslo to Israel. And he said, first of all, Rabin was only made aware of the talks at the end of February 1993, a lie. Rabin was ordered by Bush in September of 92 to start them. So he's not going to get away with this. Well, he did actually with most people, not with me anyways. And then he says that once Rabin found out he didn't consult with any security or intelligence officials, I really doubt he was that lackadaisical about Israeli security that he wouldn't ask experts in security if this is a good idea or not. Again, in my opinion, a lie. All right, but here's where he tells the truth. Quote, Balin explained that Foreign Minister Shimon Peres was also kept out of the loop because Prime Minister Rabin had insisted that Foreign Minister Peres have no involvement in negotiations with the Arabs. Absolutely true, and we found this out from Ron Pundak. And by, oh, I hear the music.
And why did Balin want to keep, of course, him out of the negotiation, Peres out of the negotiation?
Because Rabin told him to.
I know, but why? Why did Rabin want to?
Because he would muck them up.
In other words, he didn't trust Peres.
He hated him.
All right, fine. And probably with very, very good reason. Well, I guess, of course, it's Barry Sammis. We're going to be back in just a moment. But suddenly we're talking about the intricacies, certainly, of Israeli politics. And as you know, why Rabin was assassinated. And certainly, the death and certainly destruction have come to so many of the leaders of Israel, modern Israel.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Berry is questioning how the Vatican was able to insert itself into the Oslo Peace Accord and be promised, of course, that they would have tremendous influence over Jerusalem in the future, certainly if they simply went along with the Oslo Peace Accord, which was basically, of course, to bring the Palestinians back in and create the state of conflict that exists today between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And, of course, Berry's point is it doesn't make any sense. How could the Vatican possibly have been brought in? And he says he just doesn't understand. He recognizes the fact that I believe there are powerful spiritual forces working behind everything today that explain a lot of the things that are going on that just don't make sense. I mean, we could look today, America's fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and funding Al-Qaeda in Syria, and you're not supposed to ask why, because it doesn't make sense. And the same thing then would hold true to the Oslo Accord, and back at that time, why Israel, the Vatican was promised simply that the Israel would actually certainly give a large part, or certainly Vaticanize, or turn a large part of Jerusalem over to the
Vatican. All of it. They're going to internationalize the whole city.
Okay.
That's what Paris agreed to.
Okay.
That's Mark Halter took to the Pope. Way back in 93 in May, we are going to give you Jerusalem.
Well, basically, they promised them right now a number of very, very key positions, certainly on Mount Zion and elsewhere. And
the whole city.
Right. Okay, go right ahead.
None of it was going to be Israeli. Don't hedge on this. The deal was internationalized Jerusalem.
Well, this hasn't taken place yet, but you're suggesting it's going to take place.
He promised them
right,
that.
Okay, go ahead.
That was the letter. And Mark Halter told us Stampa. It was then translated by Hadas Short. And we found out that he took a letter to the Pope from Shimon Peres in May of 1993 promising to internationalize Jerusalem. There. Couldn't have said it clearer.
All right. Go right ahead.
Now, look, let's go on to Balin. Well, the business again. What power does Vatican have over Israel? Don't know yet. I'll find out. In time, if I live long enough, I'll find out. But they had a butte. They probably had it. You know, you want to know what I think, maybe? They know about the Holocaust. They know about labor Zionism's accords with the Nazis. They know all kinds of embarrassing stuff. They were in there. My guess. That's my guess.
Well, certainly we know that there was a group within the Vatican that was actually working with the Nazis. We do know that following the World War II, somewhere between 10 and 30 or 40,000 Nazi war criminals were actively smuggled and helped to get to South America by both the CIA, MI6, and by a component within the Vatican, actually helping these people who perpetuated and created the Holocaust. But most people have never even heard of the Rat Line. Fortunately, people can go up on the internet and look up Rat Line, R-A-T line, Rat Line, and suddenly put in Rat Line Vatican. You'll find out that here is this component within the Vatican helping the Nazis who actually facilitated the Holocaust. None of this makes sense unless there's another force there. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, that's about right. That was probably what they had over Israel. Again, I don't know. I'm guessing. I admit it. But they had a lot. They intruded themselves on the new peace accord. The new Oslo Accord was with the Vatican. It was the same Yossi Balin. He adjudicated both Oslo and Vatican. Within 2 weeks, both were signed. That's not a coincidence, putting it mildly, it's impossible. Now Yossi Balin is running ragged, trying to Well, I'd say clear his name, but that's never going to happen. With what he's done, it's never going to happen. Nonetheless, that's what he told. A month ago, he told Radio 2 in Israel that Paris had no involvement because, quote, Rabin insisted that Foreign Minister Paris have no involvement in negotiations with the Arabs. From my experience and my journalism, absolutely true. Now, look, there's a person, Imra is Aaron Lerner. You don't know what it is, and you probably never will, but he sends interesting historical perspectives. Balin gave an interview in 1997 with someone from Haaretz, very left-wing newspaper in Israel, Ari Shavi, who I recall was about the only Haaretz writer who was ever fair to me. And he asks him, now I'm going to quote this interview. It's kind of revealing. Shavi says, when you entered the Oslo process, was it clear that this was leading to a Palestinian state? Balin's answer, no. No. Why should this lead to a Palestinian state is his answer, believe it or not. But it gets worse. It is interesting to note that the talks of the soul regarding where this process will lead took place only between the sides, not within them. Not within the Labor Party and not within the government, only within the negotiating team. And I don't recall any serious discussion of the final solution. What was that statement all about? I don't follow it. It only took place between the sides, not within them. No idea. What he's saying is they told nobody and they didn't. I don't know what he's saying, all right? Now, Shavit doesn't either. He says, I don't understand. In 1992, you were elected to the government. In 1993, you created the Oslo process. At no stage did you ask what this was all leading to? Balin's answer, no. Shavit. And he never spoke about Rabin, about the significance of Oslo? Balin. Never. And with Paris? I never spoke with Paris about it. Believe it or not, that last part is true. The stuff with Rabin's a lie. And again, this is my own personal experience telling you it's a lie. But look what he says. Now, Shavit, who is a good journalist, he says, wait a minute. You never ask where Oslo is going? Now, we'll look at this answer by Balin. It's weird. All right. First of all, he says Rabin, by avoiding the final arrangement, it was a policy. He pushed it off. Yeah, right, sure. But more to the point, Shavit asked him, was Oslo done, quote, in a rational process? Balin. Now watch this answer. In general, there aren't rational processes. Rationality at the end is almost always rationalizing, whatever that means again. I see myself as an absolute rationalist, and I want to live in a rational world. I am simply not prepared to live in a world in which things cannot be resolved. This guy is running your diplomacy? You could get answers like that at a mental institute. Did you follow what he just said?
Well, I followed what he said, but it's not rational.
Well, I guess to him it was.
No, but Barry, I don't think he's a stupid man. I think he's probably a brilliant man. And basically no, what you do really, is you talk in platitudes so the people can't figure out what you're saying. Listen to so much of what Barack Hussein Obama says. And if you listen very carefully, why he's not telling the truth. But he certainly sounds like he's telling the truth. Go right ahead.
Well, not to everyone. But nonetheless, we're talking about Marek Halter, who got Balin to go, well, on behalf of the Vatican, Halter admitted he approached the Pope in May of 93 with a letter from Paris, which, by the way, directly led to Rabin's murder. And that's a separate issue entirely. But you know it. You heard it from me, and I'll swear by it. Offering, if you will join the Oslo, butt in on my behalf, essentially. Rabin is leaving me out of the peace process. I want you to get me back in. That's what the letter essentially said. And if you do, what I'm going to do is internationalize Jerusalem, hand you over the capital of Israel. All right. Are you following this now?
I'm following. Go right ahead.
It's not a simple one, especially.
But what you're talking about is the fact that somehow the papacy, the Vatican, is being offered tremendous influence, in fact, perhaps sovereignty or control over the city of Jerusalem back in 1993 if they go along with the Oslo Peace Conference. Is that correct?
Yes, if you bring me, Shimon Peres, back into this, they try to ignore me. We can't let them do this. We need help. Come on in, and I'll give you Jerusalem. There.
Well, fortunately, he hasn't been able to give them all of Jerusalem yet, although he's certainly given them a number of locations.
Look, what he can do is not necessarily what the Vatican wants. I mean, he does have restrictions. If Paris had his way, Jerusalem would be an international city. All right? He's offered, he wants, 23 sites in Jerusalem to be handed over to Vatican hegemony. By the way, that means, it doesn't mean it's a tourist site where you pay somebody and buy a ticket and go in. It's Vatican territory. And another some odd 19 sites in the rest of Israel will be under Vatican hegemony. That is what his policy is. And he said it over and over. It doesn't mean he can get away with it. Now, I'm leaving that statement up in the air.
Right, go right ahead.
All right. Look, as weird as this stuff is, I have readers who actually pay attention to me. And as soon as this lady in Ontario saw Mark Halter's name, she associated who he was with my writing, gave me a phone call, hadn't heard from her for months. There she was, and she gave me the story. This is a much bigger story than people understand, and the Pope is a much different Pope than people understand.
Oh. Okay, hello? Go right ahead.
All right. You know what? I'm going to take a break right now just to plug me. I know this is a ton of information, and by the way, I'm finding little things that give me hope lately. I sent out my latest article and you have the usual unsubscribed. How can you say such things about our country? But a lot more people said, you know what, this is what I went through, you know what? And I got these letters from people who have lived it, and they were very flattering in very broken Hebrew, sometimes in very broken Russian, but people know what they've gone through. Now, I gave a call, just to give some background, I gave a call. My daughter's in Canada. I phoned her up, say hello. Her roommate answers the phone. He is delighted. He's been reading my articles. Everyone he says is talking about them. This is something I needed to hear, and I told him that. I said, I'm right. You don't understand. You've given me hope. I told him that. So what you've done to my heart, I feel very discouraged. I don't think anyone's listening. And lo and behold, you tell me people are. It makes a big, big difference in my life. I told him that. The fact of the matter is I've been telling the truth. All kinds of people know it. But listen, to protect Israel, they have a real problem with my reporting. The problem is the anti-Semites use it for all the wrong reasons. That's the problem. All right. What I'm saying is what the anti-Semites want to hear, that's not my motive. My motive is if we keep up with these rascals, we're really in big, big trouble if this carries on anymore. The problem is the Jew haters are just looking for crap to smear Israel with. That's not what I'm doing. You've understood this for the longest time. I don't have to tell you this, right?
Oh, absolutely. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, not everyone does. They don't understand that basically you can't live a lie. That's what I'm telling you. You can't live a lie.
And I think, Barry is really saying is there are powerful forces at the highest level of the Jewish government who are not pro-Israeli. They have a different agenda, and basically much of what they're doing is simply to disrupt Israel and prevent it from being successful. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, there's all kinds of twists and turns and loyalties and disloyalties, all kinds of things going on in that statement. You know, Netanyahu may not hate Israel, but he's been bought and sold, and maybe has a conscience, maybe not.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your material and get it from you? How can they reach your material?
Sure. Look, the books are at www.lulu.com. That's lulu.com. 8 of 9 of them. Type my name in the search box, Chamish, Chamish, and you'll get to 8 of 9 books. My latest, The Stinger, Not the Stung, is not amongst them. Don't ask why. Write in Chamish, The Stinger, Not the Stung, and my website is barrychamish.com.
And, of course, at the bottom of the pages, there's a PayPal button if you'd like to help. Eric, go right ahead.
You know what? I'll pitch that. Times are tough. Yes, there is a PayPal button. And if you donate, I won't forget you. And
hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stam, and certainly Barry is painting a picture of a crisis situation over in Israel. And this Mark Halter is certainly taking 50 imams, 50 rabbis, and 50 Catholic priests, certainly to pray together commonly there at the Wailing Wall. I mean, why would this fellow be doing this, a fellow who 20 years ago, certainly was working very closely with the Vatican, with the Oslo Accord, certainly undermining the very fabric of Israel by promoting the Palestinian state. Who are these people? What parts are they playing? And of course, everybody's playing a part over there. Certainly, as you look and see Israel today, facing somewhere between 100 and 150,000 missiles aimed at that little tiny country. If you've ever been in Israel, you realize how small it is. From a logical point of view, why there's no way Israel can survive. It's an afternoon program, certainly with John Quirk talking about the conflict that is going to come over there between Israel and Iran. It's not a matter of if, but when. And basically, of course, terrible things are going to happen, and I believe without God's intervention, Israel will be destroyed. But I think we're going to see these supernatural things happening in the not-too-distant future. And I think terrible things are going to happen to America because America has turned its back on God. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best as tapes or CDs and just get our monthly newsletter. You can subscribe to certainly the newsletter by itself. You can certainly purchase the tapes and the four CD sets and the videos and the books we have. And all of these things help us financially. You can buy the spices we carry. Yes, we carry food spices. They spice up your food, the health care products we carry, because you need to have a good supply of these on hand. The Berkey products in everybody today, because we're living in a very uncertain situation, should have certainly some means of purifying water. You can't live without purified water. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a situation in America. I don't know how this is going to play out, but things are moving at a faster pace than I've seen in the last 50 years. And so prepare for difficult times is all I can tell you. Have food and water, and certainly have the other supplies that you would need in the way of medical supplies. Go to your doctor, as I did today, and ask him for a large supply of your regular prescription medication, a 3 or 4 month supply, and do that frequently. Have an excess supply on hand so that if something happens, you and certainly other members of your family would have the medicines that you need to preserve your health. But basically behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces moving us towards a climax in history. Our telephone number at Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Look up that quotation on August 27th from Janet Napolitano, where she said, our country will at some point experience a major catastrophic event that will do seriously affect our lives, our finances, and the function of every aspect of our society. That's from her speech on August the 27th, just less than 6 weeks ago, to the Office of Homeland Security when she left office. In the next paragraph, she talks about how we must move very, very quickly, and how must we move suddenly in preparation for the event that's coming. What is the event? I don't know. But we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. A land that's free. Let us all be grateful. Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you in the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bring you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bradley Dean, who's certainly an up-and-coming young man who's certainly is having an outreach across America by the miracle of internet and radio, and he's certainly he's right on the cutting edge of what's going on. Because, as you know, I'm getting older. I'm not going to be doing what I'm doing too much longer. But it's so wonderful to know we have young men coming down the line who are going to continue getting the information out, warning the American people and helping them to understand the unfolding of events, and hopefully motivating them to join us in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Bradley, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me again, Stan. I appreciate it very much.
Well, now we were going to be talking a little bit about Hollywood to begin with. What was that about?
Well, the hypocrisy that Hollywood displays on a daily basis, it's rather interesting. If I can take you back to the Passion of the Christ, when that first came out, Mel Gibson, when he first brought the movie out, what he did, Stan, is Hollywood would not give him one red cent to actually promote that movie or distribute that movie. And what's interesting, after the movie came out, after 5 days, the movie made $125 million. And after 7 days, it made $144.6 million. And what's interesting about the movie is when it came out overseas, it actually became the number one independent film ever in the history of mankind. Now, the hypocrisy in which I'm talking about here, Stan, is the fact that when I was doing high school assemblies, because I've done 342 high schools in 22 different states, we were actually in Kansas when that movie came out. And now, I'm not an older man. I'm still a young man, and I have a lot to learn. But I can tell you this. I have never seen one of these warning signs that they actually had on AMC movie theaters windows before I went in to see The Passion of the Christ. And speaking again of hypocrisy, the notice to moviegoers was this: The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It's spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles, so of course we can understand what they're saying. AMC, that's the movie theater owners, they strongly advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to see the movie, The Passion of the Christ. Now, again, speaking of hypocrisy, Stan, what's interesting about it is that Hollywood promotes nothing but sex, a little sex and a whole lot of sex, murder, and even cannibalism. Now, when I seen that movie, The Passion of the Christ, what I noticed, Stan, was the movies that were playing in the theater at the same time as The Passion of the Christ. And do keep in mind that out of the years that I've been around, I've never, ever seen one of these warning signs ever a day in my life. But this is what Hollywood is expressing to the younger generation through their hypocrisy. The movie, The Passion of the Christ, was rated R. It had a warning sign. The same movies that were playing around The Passion of the Christ in the same theater were, for example, Monster, which had strong violence, sexual content, and pervasive language. Yet there was no warning sign, and that was a rated R movie. They also had a movie called Calendar Girls, where if you look at the cover of it, it's a little boy looking at a young college girl undressing on the cover. Now, Calendar Girls had nudity, language, drug-related material. That was PG-13, and again, there was no warning sign for that movie. And they also had a movie called 21 Grams. What do you think that movie's going to be about? Well, exactly what you think it may be. Drug use, violence, language, sexuality. But again, no warning sign. And my point here, Stan, is the fact that when you look at what's going on in our country, Samuel Adams, one of the founders of our republic, I should say, he was the guy that said, well, people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued, but once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader.
Hold that thought, Bradley. But I would just point out to our listeners that only moral men could be free.
Amen.
That's why they're destroying morality. Bradley, go right ahead.
So anyway,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hold that thought, and certainly our guest is Bradley Dean, simply talking about how certainly the movie industry did everything they could to defame the movie The Passion of Christ, and basically I think that made about $600 million, something like that. It was one of the biggest movies ever out. But of course, they never tell you to be concerned about going to most of these trashy movies we have, and basically the wholesome movies do very well. The trashy movies that produce pushed perversion and sex and depravity, why they do very poorly, but they put them out anyway. Why? Because they want to demoralize the American people. This is what it's really all about, but they can't let the average American really understand what's going on. They're playing games with our minds. Basically, if you can destroy the morality of a country, you can destroy that country. It was President Adams that said, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people that wouldn't work for any other. What is he really saying? Well, basically, you can only have a limited government certainly if you have a moral people. But if you have immoral people, you have to have increased government control to control them. Otherwise, of course, you'll have chaos. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, just where we're headed today. Look and see the increase in violence and crime and shootings. They know exactly what they're doing. Or the ends of massive chaos. And if you're not involved, certainly, in trying to save America, then you will have nobody to blame but yourself, because we're going to lose it. Go right ahead, Bradley.
All the way up until 1946, we had something called the Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America. And a point that I made at the last segment, or during the last segment, was all the way up until 1968, it was the church's job to actually vet the movies before they were released on the populace. Now, what's interesting about that as well, Dan, is the fact that John Adams also was the man, the president of the United States, the second president, who said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. He said when that goes, everything else goes. So we can see what follows in close pursuit. Immorality, when it takes place from the pulpit, you're going to see it out in government. Once you see it in government, you're going to see how corrupt the government becomes because of what the people tolerate. And at length, again, when you look at who's responsible for what's going on in this country, you have 300,000 pulpits that remain silent on the issues that matter the most. When we should be standing up and preaching out against sin, what we're doing is we're rolling over. Instead of being those that are watching the gate, per se, speaking to the church again, what you see is you see the hirelings from the pulpit allowing the sheep to come, actually the wolves to come in and devour the sheep. And so in saying that, again, what we're talking about is the hypocrisy in Hollywood. And again, I said in 1946, you couldn't even say the word nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk during a movie. And if a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be punished for his crime. As a matter of fact, if you look, if you remember the movie It's a Wonderful Life, because Potter was not judged after stealing Bailey's money, Capra, the movie director, received more mail complaining about that than any other topic during his career, interestingly enough. And so why is this going on in America? Again, speaking of the hypocrisy in Hollywood, if you remember right, one of the Caesars rightly said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them. And he said, I can do whatever I want to do with them. As a matter of fact, change derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, guess what, friend? I'm controlling you. So here we are today. And one of the things I think that's more important than anything to note is the fact that America doesn't know their history. And once they begin to understand where they came from, I think then they're going to begin to only understand then and only then when they understand where they came from, then as to where they're going to be going.
And I think we have such a very real problem in America today, and people don't understand that our schools are being used to destroy the morality of this country. Why would I say that? Well, very simply, basically, it's illegal to have a Bible in school. You can have a, because it's a government institution. It's perfectly all right to have a Bible in prison, which is a public institution, but not in a school. They've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments, certainly, and morality is teaching out of our schools, any celebration of Christmas or Easter. And basically, of course, they teach children all sorts about depravity and tell them they make up their own minds. They know exactly what they're doing. They teach them all about evolution and nothing about creation. You're not allowed to even put forward the philosophy of creation. And yet, of course, evolution is a religious belief. It's a religious belief that says there is no God, or at least the Christian God is certainly not the God of the people. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, if you can destroy the religious foundation of a nation, you can destroy that nation, and that is the purpose of education today. That's why you need to get, if you love your children, you're going to get them out of government schools. And of course, we advocate the Robinson homeschool curriculum. If you have any question, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Go right ahead, Bradley.
It's interesting. There's a true story told out on the West Coast, Stan, where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. And what I'll ask the students in public schools when I do high schools or colleges, by the way, I'll ask them, which one is love? I'll say, A, to get up in the face of the people before they destroy themselves, before they go over the end of the cliff. Or B, to step back and just say, hey, I'm not going to get involved and just watch the cars go over and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Well, the students know which one is real love. And it's interesting concerning the story that I'm telling you about, that windy road going around these particular mountains and cars going over the end of the cliff crashing at the bottom to their own destruction. Well, a concerned committee got together and they said, we need to remedy the problem. You know what their problem was, Stan? They said, we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. It's exactly how people think today. They wait for the destruction to take place before they stand up and do it. I told Jake, my co-host on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com the other day, I said, what is it that people do not understand about history? Our forefathers told us to study the past. We can look back to Hitler. We can look back to Mao Zedong. We can look at the present as to what's going on with the president of the United States who is emulating tyrants of the past. We wait for destruction to take place, and then what we do is we return back to the God that we shouldn't have departed from in the first place, Stan. So again, here we are.
And I share your concern, and I think that what we need to do is get people to understand that they cannot allow our young people just going to these movies which are going to shape their and frame their life. They can't send them to public schools because the purpose of education is to destroy love of God and family and country. And they said they cannot simply, and even many of our churches today, where of course the church certainly does not teach the traditional, certainly the traditional teachings of Christianity where they've changed both the music and the message of the church. And we have real trouble today because where is our foundation if it can't be in education, if it can't certainly be in religion? Where will we have our foundation? Well, of course, we should have our foundation in religion, but we need to teach the traditional Christian message, not the adulterated message, which is found in so many churches today. A feel good, certainly God loves everybody, and let's have some music with a lot of symbols and a lot of drum beat and repetition. Oh, but let's not sing those terrible old hymns because they're not popular with young people. Yeah. Young people like the beat. They like the rhythm. But ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't inspire you. It doesn't draw you closer to God. Go right ahead.
Woodrow Wilson, love him or hate him, going line upon line, precept upon precept, my friend. He is the one that told us we are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we have been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. Of course. Do you remember the third president of the United States said, friend, Thomas Jefferson, he said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. When I'm talking to the younger generation, I say to them, if a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, you expect what never was and never will be. Let's go back to Samuel Adams again. He's the guy that said a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. I did a radio interview here in the state of Minnesota with a hotshot Chad Hartman on WCCO, and we were talking about our foundation. I did a prayer at the state capitol in Minnesota, and it's interesting, Stan, when you go back to the Supreme Court chambers in the state of Minnesota, there's a big, huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine commandments of God, God's moral law, the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, where we derive our rights from our Creator. He said, so Bradley, what's your opinion? He was advocating immorality in our country. I said to him, I said, Chad, therein lies the problem right there. I said, we used to be based in the same principles, therefore we could have the same, we could have different opinions based in the same principles, but now we have different principles. And I said, that is the problem in America, and that's why we're so divided. We have to get back to the principles of who we are and where we came from. For example, when we do high school assemblies, one of the things, colleges, by the way, tea parties as well, Stan, I'll ask them, what form of government have we been given, a democracy or a republic? You know what I see without fail? I see the younger generation raise their hand and say, we're a democracy. And then I'll say to them, have you said the Pledge of Allegiance lately? Then I'll say the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll recite it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under my Father, under God, indivisible, undividable, with liberty. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and justice for all. And then I'll tell the students, well, you thought we were a democracy. So I'll tell them, well, since you think we're a democracy, this is how you would have said the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want. That's what you're seeing today. And to the democracy for which it falls, that's what you're seeing today. One nation under a dictatorship, because that's what it's leading to, with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. So I have to set the record straight and share with the people across the country that we are not a republic. We do not have 57 states in our union, and I'll hold up for you.
And basically, we are a republic, ladies and gentlemen. If you read certainly the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, and certainly the Bill of Rights of the state constitutions, of all of our states, you'll never see the use of the word democracy other than to decry it. They say we're a republic, and that's why when we pledge allegiance to the flag, we pledge allegiance to the republic for which it stands. It shows how powerful the people are on the other side, though, because it doesn't matter what the documents say. If you say something often enough, people will believe. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, basically, America has become a democracy. Illegally, admittedly, the subversives have taken over and convinced us we're a democracy. But what's wrong with democracy? Well, certainly any government that can provide whatever you want must be able to control whatever you have and whatever you do. Basically, we have more socialism in America today than they've ever had in either Russia or China. Both countries are communist nations. Basically, here we have over 100 million people on either Medicaid or Medicare. We have certainly between Social Security and Social Security disability about 57, 58 million people. And another 78 million will be certainly entering the Social Security in the next 18 years. And isn't it wonderful we're able to provide for them? The only trouble is we don't have any money. We're living on borrowed money. And of course, increasingly, why, of course, we're having to pay more and more interest on that borrowed money. Right now, we're paying about 430 billion dollars a year, just interest on our national debt. But of course, in a few years, when the interest rates go up, we'll be putting out $1 or $1.5 trillion a year interest on the national debt, and then there's not going to be any money for Social Security. There's not going to be any money for Medicare. There's not going to be any money for the military. There's not going to be any money for education and health and welfare. All the money will be using, of course, to pay interest on the national debt, and the whole system will be destroyed. And that is exactly what Barack Obama and the leaders of both political parties want, because remember, the Republicans just want to spend a little bit less than the Democrats, but neither one of them want to really do what's necessary. Go right ahead, Bradley.
You know what's interesting about that, Stan, is I was at the RNC this last year, and I had to respectfully go up and down Radio Row warning the older generation, because for the most part what I seen there was people that were 50, 60, 70, in some cases 80 years old. And Stan, it seemed to me more than – it was very clear, let me put it that way, that what I seen was those people in that arena – it seemed to me that they were dressed up to go to an Elvis concert, and I had to let them people know that Elvis died in 1977. Now, of course, I'm being facetious, but that was the attitude. Like, this is a game. Like we're just, you know, going along, and things are just somehow going to get better without us correcting and righting the wrongs here. And when I was on Radio Row, Stan, I was going up and down and just asking the people while I was being interviewed, you know, I'm just kind of curious for the Republican Party. Why is it that Barack Hussein Obama is doing a college tour? Why is it back in 2008 at 68% of the age demographic from 18 to 31 years old voted for Barack Hussein Obama? Why do you think he's going to the next generation? Why is this president emulating Mao Zedong? I've done a little bit of a study on Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, Stalin, and again, Mao Zedong, and I see him emulating Mao Zedong more than I see him emulating any one of them, although there is a mixture. And so in saying that, if you look at Mao Zedong, what he did is he went for the younger generation, and the way that he overthrew the Republic of China was to teach the younger generation through force and disobedience and disrespect towards the older generation that they were a democracy. And what they did at length is they sowed into the younger generation only to overthrow the younger generation. I'm sorry, the older generation. The younger generation overthrew the older generation. And that's exactly what I'm seeing here today. And if we would just simply go back to our founders here again, Thomas Jefferson said, a democracy is nothing more than mob rule. Of course it is. Where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49%. That's what's frightening about what's going on today, is the older generation doesn't seem to be awake, Stan, to what Barack Hussein is really doing. He's undermining that generation. He's empowering. He's bringing forth an entitlement generation only to overthrow the older generation. And I like to say this. If you don't sow into the younger generation today, they're going to be there to curse you when you get older. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Wasn't it Abraham Lincoln that rightly said, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. And that goes back to the high schools. I'm talking about the high school program and what I teach students and college students and Tea Partiers and the such. It's not just for kids anymore. We have to wake up and we have to get back to the Constitution, because Article 4, Section 4 says the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. End of story.
And because people really don't know what's wrong with the democracy, and that's what's so vitally important in this whole subject. Basically, of course, there is this organized effort to have the government provide for the people. In a free society, you can't have a government that provides for the people. A free society, you can maybe have local, and we have to separate local from federal. But the federal government certainly should not provide for anybody or regulate anybody. Those matters dealing with life, liberty, and property be taken care of at the state level. And yes, we may have to have certainly a public hospitals for people who can't afford it, but never controlled or financed by the federal government. Because if they can control it, well, they can control health care as well. And we'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather,
hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Really about the two-party system we have. We have Democrats and Republicans. But ladies and gentlemen, the Republicans, when they were in power, when Ronald Reagan was in power, of course, remember, Ronald Reagan was very, very critical of Jimmy Carter, because Jimmy Carter increased the federal debt $200 billion in 4 years. And Ronald Reagan really took him to task. Ronald Reagan said, everything I believe. But irrespective of what Ronald Reagan said, what did he do? Why, Ronald Reagan increased the federal debt $200 billion every year he was in office. When he came into office, we had a $1 trillion national debt, taking us 200 years to acquire that. When Ronald Reagan left office, we had a federal debt of $2.7 trillion. He increased the national debt $200 trillion every single year. And of course, he did this, we have to protect ourselves from the wicked communists. Ladies and gentlemen, we finance communism. We have since its inception. I mean, basically, who do you think it is who drilled the oil wells and the natural gas wells in Russia, suddenly after the fall of communism in 1990? Why, we did. American corporations drilled the wells, certainly American banks financed this, American various organizations financed it, American agencies financed the drilling of those wells to make Russia the largest producer of oil in the world and the largest producer of natural gas in the world. And basically, of course, but they're supposedly the enemy. We did that after the fall of communism. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing has changed in Russia. They have new faces, but the same philosophy is still there. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Ronald Reagan said everything I believe, but look and see what he did. We have a two-party system. The Republicans want to cut government spending just a little bit. They are dedicated to globalism. Have you ever heard any of the Republicans suggest that we ought to get out of the United Nations? So we had to cut back massively on our military, because basically this is all a scam to justify, to convince the American people we're fighting enemies. That's why we need to spend $600 billion a year on the military. We spend more money on our military than the next 10 major nations combined. And who are we fighting? We're not fighting anybody. It's all a charade. Basically, in Afghanistan, why they had 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors, 45,000 NATO troops, 300,000 Afghan police and military, and we were fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Does anybody really believe that we needed all those people to fight 100 members of Al-Qaeda? And when Steve Croft, back in 2009, on 60 Minutes, asked Barack Obama why we needed all those troops there to fight less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda, why, of course, certainly Barack Obama said, because they're plotting against America, and my job is to protect America. And when was the last time you heard any Republican say, we ought to cut back massively on our military because we're not defending America, we're simply wasting money? What we want to do is defend America, not establish an empire. But the Republicans will never say that, because they're right behind this whole idea of globalism and an empire. Go right ahead, Bradley.
It's interesting, because I'd like to substantiate the laws of our republic. And again, when you go back to our foundations, we know, because John Adams is the man that again said a republic is based off an empire of laws which cannot be changed. As a republic, we have rights given unto us by our creator. And as a democracy, you have privileges given to you by the state, generally under a dictatorship of some form. And that's exactly what we're seeing. But again, what are the facts? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson. Here's Thomas Jefferson. He said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Here's Alexander Hamilton. He said, for my own part, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God could never have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. Interesting, God gave his Ten Commandments with what? His finger. What about William Blackstone, commentator on the laws of England, English common law? This is what he said. He said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Now we have what? Senator John Glenn, the man that supposedly went to the moon. I wish he would have stayed there. He's the man that said that we could not pass most of the laws that we enact around here if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution. So they're telling on themselves. But let's go back again to the foundations. Here's the facts in contrast to what we're seeing in the present day. Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Government does not have a right to break the law. And I wish the American people would wake up to that fact more than anything. But again, to substantiate the laws of our republic, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. The French Revolution, over 10 years after the American Revolution, friends, they're into their 15th constitution, but America's still in their first 237 years later. Brazil's into their 7th constitution. You're still into your first. Poland's into their 6th constitution since 1921. America's still into their first. Afghanistan's now into their 5th constitution since 1918, probably more than that now, Stan. Russia's into their 4th constitution since 1918. But again, let's go back to substantiate the laws of our constitutional republic. If we can hold it, as Benjamin Franklin rightly said to that woman, you've been given a republic. 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources. Bible is found most quoted by our founders. 34% of documented quotes were all from the Bible. I love this stuff. Separation of powers came from Jeremiah 17:9. This is just the ice of the, the tip of the iceberg, the frosting on the cake. Immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. President must be a natural born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. Now we can understand why he attacked God. Witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6. Three branches of government came from Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24. By the way, churches are non-taxable. Republicanism, Exodus 18:21. So again, friends, if we just simply look to our foundations, you know, religion and morality, the essential pillars of our civil society, who's the first president to say that? Well, the first president of the United States that we know of was George Washington. And he's also the man during his inauguration that kissed Deuteronomy 28, where there's 14 blessings and 55 curses as he had his hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold it, making covenant with God. There is no way that we can get away from the fact that we're a Christian nation. And when the American people begin to look at a government that attacks its own foundations, I think what we're witnessing, Ashley, obviously, is the fact that we're self-destructing. And for some reason, there are those in government that believe, Stan, that if one portion of the boat sinks, the other portion's going to stay afloat. That's just not the case. Again, so here we are today. We have to wake up and we have to know where we came from. Therefore, only then will we know where we're going.
You're absolutely right. Before we go on, Bradley, I'd like you to get your webpage out and let our listeners know how they get in touch with you, because I think your information is vitally important.
When we do high school assemblies, you can go to youcanruninternational.com. I have a 7-hour documentary. It's a 5-part series. I just did it with James Gillette. He also worked with Steven Spielberg. We all know who he is. He just did the reunion for Jaws. So the project that we did with James Gillette is second to none. That is called My War. It's what we do in high schools across the country. It's vitally important for the people to see, because once the people see what's going on in public schools, in the 342 schools that we've done in 22 different states, rest assured, after you see this, you will pull your child from school. And if you don't, I would ask you the question as to why you still have your student in that school. I also have a comic book that I just did with Danny Bulinati. That comic book is called My War. Danny Bulinati is actually a comic artist with Marvel and DC Comics. It's my testimonial. And again, if you'd like to get either one of these items, please go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we certainly commend what Bradley is doing. I think it's so vitally important that we go back to these original quotations. We understand the foundation of America, which was the fact that we were a republic, and the fact that they've been able to convince 99% of the American people who are a democracy shows how effective their control is over what the American people think and believe. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for our guest, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you think that a lot of the young people are beginning to wake up? Do you think when they hear the truth, they recognize that the educational system is certainly deceiving them?
I'd love to give you a testimonial. I was in Lincoln, Arkansas. I was talking about the Constitution, some of the topics that I'm covering with you right now, Stan. There were 700 students in that assembly program. All of a sudden, I seen this superintendent walk down the middle of the aisle, right in the middle of my program, about 15 to 20 minutes into it, teaching the Constitution, mind you. And all of a sudden, he comes up and he stops right in front of all the students and he says, Bradley, can we talk for a minute? I thought, well, this is a little awkward. All of a sudden, the students are looking at him like, what are you doing? This is fun. This is what we do. This is what we want. Someone that understands us, you know, the kids are saying. And I said, sure. So the superintendent looked at the students and said, I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I walk outside, and as I walk outside, the superintendent and the Christian principal were there. I'm also a drummer for a band called JunkyardProfit.com, which is an international band. We play music before I get down and speak to the students to win their respect. As Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. And all of a sudden, the superintendent said that the principal was offended because I was playing Christian music for their students. And all of a sudden, I looked at the principal and the superintendent. I said, if you try to stop this assembly, it's going to completely backfire because the kids are not stupid. And all of a sudden, Stan, I heard 700 feet in unison kicking down on the floor saying, let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. It happened exactly the way I said it was going to happen. This generation discerns like nobody's business, Stan. They just need someone to get in there and love on them enough to fight for them. And when they see it, they will respond. After he comes back, he shuts the assembly down. I told him it was going to backfire. I don't think there was one student in that school population that did not come up to me and apologize for their principal and come out there and say, you know what? They teach us the First Amendment all day long, but the minute we begin to exercise it, they're the first ones to shut us down. So absolutely. The answer to your question is these students discern like nobody's business. They just want someone to fight for them. That's all they want. And when you do stand up and fight for them, they're going to respond, and they do respond.
And, of course, the exciting thing is that through the miracle of the Internet and the other things, alternative media, why, of course, we are reaching people in search of what Bradley's doing and what we're doing and what many of our friends and people we affiliated with are doing, we're having an impact. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it used to be within 10 years ago, 49% of the people got their primary news from the newspaper. Today, it's 29%, and the rest of them getting the news from the Internet and from people like Bradley. I think it's an exciting time. Let's go to Ron, who's a teacher calling us from Washington State. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir, and I really appreciate what Mr. Dean has said. I am a substitute teacher. I teach in many different schools at many different levels, and I would echo some of his sentiments. I had the privilege of teaching in the Juvenile Justice Center during a Thanksgiving week, and when I had, and they, there was no lesson plans, so I said, all right, we'll just get out the Mayflower Compact and George Washington's Thanksgiving proclamations of 1789 and 1795 and Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving proclamation of 1863, and we'll take turns reading. Now, these people, these kids were incarcerated. Some of them were gang members. And I said, let's get, take the dictionary. If we don't understand words, we'll go ahead and look them up. Nobody's going to make fun of you. We did it, and the feedback I got was very, very positive. The kids really liked it. Now, just a year later, I did that in another school in Thanksgiving week, and it wasn't on the lesson plan, and the teacher for whom I substituted got extremely irate, and I was told never to come back to that school.
Well, that's all right. At least the children got the opportunity to hear the truth, and I really respect you for what you do. Ron, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, get them back to our foundational documents. You'll see what the principles that we upon which this nation was built. You start finding out what the purpose of government is, what makes a law valid or invalid, and that's the very first sentence of the Declaration of Independence, just to be in compliance with the laws of nature and the laws of nature's God.
Amen.
Laws of nature is reality. Laws of nature's God is biblical morality.
Amen.
If it violates either one of them, it's not valid.
You're absolutely
right. And we should be living in a republic. Instead, we have an oligarchy of judges. We have representatives who are supposed to protect and defend the Constitution from tyrants in black robes, and they don't do anything. And that's one of the problems we have today. We have absolutely do-nothings in the House of Representatives.
God bless you. You're absolutely right. Thanks very much for calling, Ron. Okay, any thoughts at all you'd like to express in response to Usher Ron from Washington State?
I do. I want to encourage Ron. I want you to understand how you empty the judicial, the correctional system, which makes $64 billion a year off the crimes of the younger generation. The way you empty the correctional facilities, my friend, is show the next generation the price paid for their freedom. Take them to Arlington Cemetery. Show them that in World War I, World War II, Iwo Jima, Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, regardless of what the wars are fought for, friends, listen, if you don't want your kids going to war, then stop Congress from sending them first and foremost. But in saying that, when we go back and we show the younger generation the price paid for their freedom, I'm telling you what, they respond like nobody's business. And what they want to know is they want to know their two foundations, the rock upon which our republic rests. They want to know the Bible and they want to know the Constitution. And Stan, if I can give you another testimony, I did a high school in Florida. I was asked to do an after-school program in Florida, Spanish River High School in Boca Raton, just a couple months ago, probably three, 4 months ago, I'm sorry. And when I was asked to go to do that school, an effeminate teacher walked up to me and he did his homework on me. Now, keep in mind, I was advertised for 3 weeks before I got to that school. Once I stepped my feet up onto that school property, this effeminate teacher walked up to me in front of the students and he says, Bradley, your assembly program's not going to happen here today. It's canceled. And I said, why is that? He said, because you've not been properly vetted. The next thing he did is he looked at the children in an effeminate voice, and he said, children, everything this man's going to say to you is complete misinformation. I knew right then and there I had him because we had this all filmed. We're not the type to just tuck tail and capitulate in the face of what's going on in the public system because we realize the laws are on our side. What I did is I said, hey, we got him on film. I got on the line with Richard Mast at Liberty Counsel, who's a friend of ours. And we immediately called Richard Mast. They got in contact with the high school that day. And we threatened a lawsuit. And we told that school, if Bradley Dean does not come back and do his high school program, we're going to sue your school district. And the ACLU does this all the time. They use measures of fear and oppression when, in fact, they don't have the laws on their side in any sense of the word. So what I decided to do is enforce the laws of our republic against that teacher into that particular situation there. And it was 2 weeks later, I got a phone call from Richard Mast. He said, Bradley, you're ready to do your assembly? I said, I'm there. I flew back into Florida the next within the next week. I did my program to a packed classroom in the teacher's classroom.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
You got it.
Go right ahead.
I actually went back into Boca Raton, Spanish River High School.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing.
We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
In understanding our Constitution and the fact that the Constitution is the law of our land, that despite the fact that the subversive element has confused Americans about what it says, there's no question that most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is frankly subversive and has nothing to do with the Constitution. Most of the laws are unconstitutional, and we need to reclaim our freedom. Bradley, we'll have to get you on again. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
I appreciate you, Stan, very much.
God bless. Thanks so much.
You too.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Bradley, and I hope you enjoyed his program. And then, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we have to support over 50 stations every single week, where suddenly somewhere in America people are hearing the truth. Now, you can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there, live internet programs, 4 hours a day. We do another program earlier in the morning on the American Freedom Network. We do 5 hours a day. Why do we do it? Because, of course, we're trying to get the American people to realize that we're going to lose this country and this wonderful heritage we have of freedom unless the American people are willing to take a stand. And we can, because, of course, the element in Washington, D.C. is subversive. The first thing, if you can convince people they've been lied to all of their lives, we are a republic. And remember the things that Bradley said. Certainly, if you read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, certainly the Federalist Papers, the constitutions of all of our states, and certainly the Pledge of Allegiance, they always refer to the Republic and they say we're not a democracy. Understand, basically, the difference between a Republic and a democracy is in a democracy, the government does whatever the majority wants them to, takes from one group and gives to another. In a Republic, you have a nation of laws where the power of the central authority is limited by the chains of the Constitution. Basically, what if we have problems, social problems, they're to be taken to the state at the local level. Allow the federal government to have money. Allow them then to be able to bribe our states, to bribe our politicians. But behind everything going on are powerful, subversive organizations that are founded in the occult. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you need, of course, to basically get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan, or my talk on population control, the secret agenda, because basically they've already killed billions of people. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, billions of people, and they intend to kill billions more. And if you haven't read my population control agenda monograph, you can get it on the internet. Population control agenda. Population control agenda. Use my name or go to my website. You can pull it down on my website. Or if you get anything from us and ask for a free copy, we'll send you a free copy of the population control agenda. And you need to understand that there really is a genocidal policy. It's already underway. And, of course, with this next war, and there is a war coming very, very soon, why, I fear that hundreds of millions of people, if not billions, will die. This is not imaginary. This is not fear talk. This is the reality of what's going on today. So, basically, you need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs, certainly read the newsletters that are there, and then, of course, we have actually links to a number of videos which we think are important, have an important message, and certainly understand we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Most people don't even understand what's going on today, and their attention is being focused by the controlled media, so stop paying attention to it. Find a church where they preach the gospel, where they not change the music and the message of the church, and then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. We ask you to